Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. You know, it's a more safe space for people to ask questions, to get direct access to the instructor, to share clinical cases, to do all of those things specifically for, so we're all speaking the same language about after taking their programs.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
You know, people don't leave us reviews anymore, and it really makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm like useless over here. I don't have any reviews to read or anything, but here I am.
Does that mean people don't like us?
Maybe.
So should we stop doing the podcast?
I don't think.
Maybe I'll stop doing the podcast now.
Stop it. Don't be stubborn. All right, you guys, leave some reviews.
Man.
Preferably 5 stars, but you can leave me 5 stars and T-Bone 4.
I don't think it lets you do that, just
no,
so you know.
I don't think so.
Hey, listen, this week we want to share with you an exciting development that's taken a little over a year, more than a year to get done.
I was going to correct you on that.
But and there's a great story behind it. There's a lesson in it. But if you're not aware, we recently launched the 3D Dentist Pro community. We have our own app on the Apple Store, of course, and begrudgingly so on the Android Store as well. So if you're an Apple Amazing user, you just go to your Apple App Store, whether it's on your iPhone or your iPad, and you download the 3D Dentist Pro app. And if you are a nerd that's on Android, you would go to the Google Play Store and download the 3D Dentist Pro app on Google. It'll then allow you to make an account for free, and then you'll be able to join our amazing community. And that's honestly what we want to talk about this week. We want to kind of give you an idea of the app and talk to you about what it's about. And we'd love for each and every one of you to join us on our community. It's currently absolutely free.
Yes, so this is your direct invitation.
Yes,
from T-Bone to be
invited. Seeing that they don't leave us reviews,
they don't want to be invited to our parties.
No joke. So,
well, yeah, let's get into kind of why you wanted this community, why you wanted this app.
I just wanted my own little square on everybody's phone.
Well, you got it. So yeah, let's talk about. I mean, we've already mentioned it, but community, you hear it again, community, community. Besides having it all in one place, why did you want to have this community on the app?
Yeah, I think community is amazing. You know, social media was our first real foray into community. Obviously, there was Dental Town before social media existed, and that was an amazing community
That's
for
because
me.
You're old.
That's because I'm older. Older.
Less young.
Less young. Mature, as I tell my patients. And so much of my personal growth and professional growth was due to Dental Town. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing community. And so our goal now is to create a community for like-minded, motivated dentists to be able to talk. And,
You know, and look, I love Dentaltown. I'll forever be grateful to Dentaltown. I understand the need and benefit of social media, but the challenge with social media is it's crowded. You can't get away from the politics.
Kind of a free-for-all.
And you can't get away from being distracted. And the challenge for me with Dentaltown now is that there's a lot of negative Nancys there, and or negative Toms or whatever, you know, whatever word you want to use.
Negative Noahs, maybe. You need another N, not a Tom.
But for me, I want to get somewhere, get my questions answered, be around other people who understand this burning desire to be just as good as you can be. You know, just to not feel bad that you want to be successful, not be feel bad that you want to make an amazing practice. I just want to be surrounded by people like that.
Yeah.
And that's always been our goal at 3D Dentists and the training that we provide. And that's the goal in the app, is to create a community where people can have access to each other of motivated people and access to our 3D Dentist faculty and mentors to get direct access and support.
Yeah. So before we get too far into it, why don't you kind of explain what the app kind of entails, and then how other spaces open and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, like just think of it as a Facebook group.
Yeah, but even a Slack.
Yeah, like a Slack, for those of you that understand Slack.
A lot of people, I think, use Slack for like inner team communication.
Yeah, and so basically we've broken down into spaces. We have a general space, space group, basically, where that's called our 3D Pro community. And basically there we have a discussion group or a feed, basically. We have an events calendar. So when we start doing webinars, when we start doing different things that are open to the community, you can directly see the event. You can add it to your calendar. You know, we have resources there. Like right now, we have some ebooks that I've written. We have some lecture handouts there. Different things along those lines are readily and freely available in our 3D Pro, 3D Dentist Pro community. And so the beauty of that is, you know, you don't have to remember Zoom links, and then somebody's on Teams, somebody's on Zoom, somebody's on WebEx, if that's even still a thing. You go to the app and, you know, you want to attend a webinar that we're holding. You click events, you click the webinar, and you just join directly in the app. Everything's housed in the app. And so selfishly for us, it was getting to be complicated to, do I go live on Facebook? Do I do a Zoom? Do I do this? And I finally got to the point where I was like, screw it. I don't want to deal with all of that. I just want to do our own community where we have all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then of course, we have our dedicated private spaces to each type of program that we do. So we have a sleep apnea group, we have a dental implant group, we have a digital dentistry smile design group, we have we have different groups, orthodontics group, we have different groups based on the courses we go to. And when you attend the course, you get access to that group. And that way you can stay connected to your instructor, to your classmates, to all the different, you know, things that are going on, where you can ask questions very specifically about that. And, you know, it's a more safe space for people to ask questions, to get direct access to the instructor, to share clinical cases, to do all of those things specifically for, so we're all speaking the same language about after taking the programs.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have our online training programs. And so then access to all of our online programs are right there in the app as well. And so, you know, at this point, we're almost where we have every program we do, we have an online version of it. So all of that's there. And, you know, if you want access to the sleep apnea class, you can just buy direct access directly from the app. You don't have to remember another website. You don't have to remember another login. It's all the same. It's all in one singular platform. And, you know, for me, as we were building 3D Dentist, that made a lot of sense. And selfishly for me, follow-up support from the training programs is critically important to me. I'm invested in people's success. I'm not looking for transactional, people that take classes transactionally. I mean, my kids appreciate the money, don't get me wrong. But, you know, for me, what motivates me is being connected to people and seeing their success and pushing them to success and sharing in their success.
I would say we worry about people if they come take something and we never hear from them.
Yeah, well,
you know, like that's not very common. Used to hearing from people.
Yeah,
and we love that.
And we want a safe place, easy place for them to be a part of. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the structure of the app itself.
Yeah. I think a couple of things are important, especially as you're getting a new procedure or a new thing in your practice off the ground is having a place where you can ask questions, where even some of the other attendees may have gone through it. Maybe you meet an attendee in the course that you, you know, you really feel like y'all are similar and you can direct message them.
Yeah, so we have direct messages.
I would say asking questions in the groups are probably the best because you get multiple different answers. But if there's somebody you want to message, an instructor, mentor, they're available through the app as well. And then, you know, based on each thing, like you said, support after the courses, I think what's also super important is the resources.
Yeah.
Talk about
having
resources.
Yeah, when you take the class, you know, you have the digital handouts there. You know,
well, pre-app, let's talk about how it was.
Yeah.
You know, somebody would come take the tooth replacement therapy course and they'd be like, can I get your post-op form? Yeah, sure. Email Meredith. She'll get it to you. So now everything's in one place, which is just nice.
And so when it changes,
yes,
we change it in one spot and everybody has access to it. Everybody that's taken that program has access to it. Mm-hmm. And so again, it's just look, our goal is to continue to get better. Our goal isn't just to have classes, come take the class, make money and have you go home. Our goal is to help dentists succeed, take control.
The PDF of the handouts from the course.
Yeah. Our goal is to help dentists take control of their practice, their finances, and the future. And getting a community and pouring into that community is great. And, you know, for me, I don't participate on social media the way I used to. It's more difficult. It's time consuming. And, you know, for me, I want to first and foremost pour into those who are invested in us and those who are motivated. That's number one, where I want to pour my energy. And so, you know, I spend most of my time on the app, writing resources to people, being a part of them, getting, you know, access to them. If people want to ask me questions, just I tell them, DM me.
Yeah.
And so we've always been about providing follow-up support at 3D Dentist. The challenge is we were doing it through text messages.
And it was slipping through.
Well, I would literally have 100 text messages a day.
And you delete them all. So if you don't respond, no chance.
Yeah. So... And so the app, it became an easier place for me to do support for people.
Right. Yeah. I think everything in one place makes it a little bit easier. I do want to mention, you know, we talk so much about the app, but you can access it on your computer. Yeah. So especially once you purchase online courses and stuff, if you have team members or you and your team want to watch something together, you can go to pro.3d-dentist.com and use your same login from the app. However, the app was, you know, a special thing that you really wanted, and who doesn't love to sit on their phone and scroll? So that's probably where most people use.
Yeah, and you know, you get notifications. Mm-hmm. So if somebody replies you, tags you, if your live stream is starting, or you're, like we do office hours with many of our classes where we do monthly check-ins where people can ask questions. You know, it's just to ask me anything time, right? And so all of those things are directly in the app. You get notifications. It's been an expensive and time-consuming endeavor, and I would love your support in helping to encourage more discussion, be a part of it. We've worked out, you know, most of the bugs. There's still some bugs there, but we've worked most of that stuff out, and it's working quite well.
Yeah, so this is your personal invitation to join us on the app.
So we'll put the app link in the show notes. But basically, all you do is you click App Store, whether that's iOS or Google Play. You type in search, and you search 3D Dentist Pro, P-R-O. You'll see the app. You download the app. You install it. And then you go on the app, and then it'll ask you to register or sign up. You click sign up. You put your email. You make a username. It'll send you an email to verify that it's you so we don't get robots on there or bots or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah.
And then you're off to going. You make a profile. You do as much as you want. We'd love for you to put your picture there so we can put a face to a name. And then, boom, there we go. So please join us on the app. If you have questions for us, that's the best place. All of our podcasts are featured there. It's the best way to ask questions about different episodes. You can get on the specific podcast episode feed. And, boom, there you go. And you can ask questions away. So thank you. I hope we have several of you, many of you, hundreds of you, or the five people that listen. It's more than five.
I hope you all know that's what T-Bone told me in the beginning. He said, just do it with me. There's only like five listeners.
No, that's not. I said there's only like five people watching.
Okay, but you told me, so then I just assumed there was only five people.
Well, you didn't ask the right questions, dum-dum.
So here we are.
Yeah. So I'd like to make another special announcement. For those of you, listen up. I'm going to do my Joe Biden. I'm going to start whispering. I'm kidding. No politics.
I thought you said no politics. I said yes to politics. You said no.
If we allow politics, then I'm going to allow myself to be my non-HR friendly person.
We did watch the debate.
Yeah. So anyway, Jack. Anyway, I've made fun of Meredith for a long time that she recently just had a baby. And now I have to say the same crap again. Because what's going on, Meredith?
Because I had to tell him that I'm pregnant again.
I know.
Well, I told you first. So that was like months ago.
That was months ago. I kept it quiet.
Yeah. So beginning of January, 3D baby number like six. Well, not for me. Two for me. But
there were two for you.
Out of the rest of the
Have you picked out, do you know the baby type?
It's a girl.
It's another. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we only make girls.
In the Cooper family, you guys only make girls. And have you picked out a name yet? Yeah.
Maybe T-Bone.
Maybe you should name her Scott Anna.
Backwards. Yeah. My sister said we should do Mary Taylor, like Meredith and Taylor together.
Taylor.
Ubby, your son, said I should name her JJ because he wanted me to name Anna Scott JJ if it was a boy. So he said, I said, this is my last. He said, how about you just name her JJ anyways? I don't think that's really a girl's name.
You know, Ubby named our first dog Bentley.
Yeah.
Because he likes Bentley cars.
Yeah. So maybe I should ask him for some more suggestions.
You should. The next one, it'll probably be LeBron.
Yeah.
Next suggestion. All right, everybody. Congratulations to Meredith. Everybody have a wonderful day, and I'll see you guys next week.